Today's reading begins in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. Proverbs 2, verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. So you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her paths to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of the good and keep to the paths of the righteous. For the upright will inhabit the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be rooted out of it. Chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him whom he loves, as a father the son in whom he delights. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called blessed. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth, by understanding he established the heavens, by his knowledge the deeps broke open, and the clouds dropped down the dew. My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror or of the ruin of the wicked when it comes, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come again, tomorrow I will give it," when you have it with you. Do not plan evil against your neighbor who dwells trustingly beside you. Do not contend with a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a man of violence, and do not choose any of his ways. For the devious person is an abomination to the Lord, but the upright are in his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. Toward the scorners he is scornful, but to the humble he gives favor. The wise will inherit honor, but fools get disgrace. Chapter 2 is framed as a parent speaking to a child and passing on this wisdom that can guide them and help them to avoid difficulty in life. It has this series of if statements to describe the search for wisdom. Then it has several then statements about the results of wisdom. And with wisdom, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, verse 5. You will also know what righteousness and justice are. It will deliver one from evil, as the wise person can withstand temptation and avoid the judgment of the wicked. Chapter 3 is framed the same way, but here it is written as a father encouraging his son to remember his teaching, including love and faithfulness. This would be the key for a long and a successful life. Of course, this wouldn't be complete without telling his son to trust in and acknowledge God rather than trusting in his own wisdom or figuring it out on his own. He needs to honor God. He needs to trust him. And part of honoring God is to honor him with his wealth and first fruits. And finally, to accept the discipline of the Lord when it comes. The second half of the chapter is written more like a psalm. It could even be a hymn, extolling wisdom, asserting that the one who finds wisdom and understanding is blessed and happy. Wisdom is compared to silver, gold, precious stones, more valuable than all of those substances because of the benefits with which it brings. That includes the long life, riches, honor, and peace. More importantly than all of those earthly things would be the spiritual things, which is being on the right terms with God, which wisdom would allow one to do that as well. And then finally, verse 19 points out that God used his wisdom even in founding the earth. In the final section of this chapter, the father again encourages the son to keep wisdom close at hand. It describes that it brings safety and security and gives some commands and guidance about how to treat others, ending the chapter with talking about the upright in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the dwelling of the righteous. The wise will inherit honor, but fools will get disgrace. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.